Hello, my name is Marcos. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat?
Okay. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, we would definitely vote in this Democratic primary.
Yep, I'll be voting again.
Okay. Answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. Chevo Pastrano, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, don't know.
Don't know.
Roland Gutierrez, very favorable. Okay. Erin Sweener, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. Debbie Gonzalez, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, don't know.
I don't want to say the wrong thing, so I'm just going to say I don't know because I can't remember if I know her correctly.
Okay. Ruben Becerra, very favorable.
Don't know him.
Okay. Beto O'Rourke,
very favorable.
No, okay. Greg Susser, very
favorable.
I don't
know if I know that name.
No, okay. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
I have not done enough research to know the difference between either of them just yet. However, I do know I will vote for either of them against Ted Cruz.
Would you say Colin Allred, Roland Gutierrez, or undecided, don't know?
Undecided then, I guess.
Okay. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate would you vote for if you had to choose today? Erin Sweener or Chevo Pastrano?
Erin Sweener.
Okay. Here's some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary election for Texas State House. Chevo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Cal, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities would be increase school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. Erin Sweener is in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense, progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, a conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Erin Sweener or Chevo Pastrano?
I guess probably Erin again.
Okay. Next, rate, how we...
Is this almost done? I'm so sorry. We're trying to sell our house tomorrow, and I'm in the middle of cleaning and getting our house ready.
It will take just approximately 1 to 5 minutes at the most, Mom. I'm going to make it quick.
Okay.
Next, rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are used in deciding who will support a Democratic primary election for state representative. Use a 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. Voting rights and protecting democracy.
Very important. I can't remember if it was a 1 or 5. Sorry.
Yeah. 5 is the most important one.
Okay, then 5.
Yeah, okay. Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Okay, fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
Wait, so would that mean putting up more laws?
Would you fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected
yes.
of being?
Yeah.
Would you consider it 1 of 5? 5 the most important, 1 not important?
3, just a 3. I'm sorry, my brain is, I can't focus. So it's hard to, and I don't want to like interpret it the wrong way and give wrong data.
Okay. Vouchers, ma'am, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayers dollars to parents who send their schools.
No vouchers. So whatever number that would be for no vouchers. Strongly against vouchers.
Yeah, okay. Strengthened Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
4.
Okay. Climate change and protecting the environment.
4.
Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
5.
Okay, fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local. Okay, restoring abortion rights.
5.
Okay, when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives, or one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's right and give doctors the freedom to perform?
The pro-choice.
Yeah, okay. Next, here's a few statements you might hear about that are critical as a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or would you not make a difference? It would not make a difference to you. The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her. Would you definitely vote against that? Probably would vote against it. Okay. Well, the candidate lives in Hayes County now. They grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere. So they don't have strong, deep roots here. Would you definitely vote against? Probably vote against. Would not make a difference. Don't know.
It would not make a difference.
Okay. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. Would you definitely vote against? Probably vote against. Would not make a difference. Don't know.
Probably vote against.
Okay. The candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials reflecting criticism. They are not in touch with Hayes County. Would you definitely vote against? Probably vote against. Would not make a difference.
Probably.
Don't. Okay, as a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault. Would you definitely vote against? Probably vote against. Would not make a difference. Don't know.
Definitely vote against.
Okay. Lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Erin Sweener. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, a neutral, or a negative. As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Swinger leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative, don't know.
Don't know.
Okay, Representative Swinger successfully fought hard, stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative, don't know.
I'm just going to say I don't know. I'm could not process all that to figure out what my position is. Like, I know what my position is, but the wording is always tricky.
Okay. After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative, don't know.
That's positive. Good. That's a good thing she did that.
Would it be very positive, somewhat positive?
Very positive, I guess.
Okay, Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative, don't know.
Somewhat.
No, okay. Erin Swinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ.
Hold on. Jamie, you can put your pizza in the oven. It's ready. Sorry, say that again, sir.
Erin Swinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ rights. Very positive, somewhat positive.
Very
neutral.
Positive.
Okay. Erin Swinner has a record delivering for Hayes County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative, don't know.
Very, very positive.
Okay. Erin Swinner has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care for pregnant to pregnant Texans. Very positive, somewhat.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today, Erin Swinner or Chevo Pastrano?
Probably Erin Swinner.
Okay, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64? 39?
Yeah,
18
to
39. 18 to 39. Okay, do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Okay, would you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
Okay, what was the last grade you completed in school?
Say it again?
What was the last grade you completed in school? 0 to 11, 12 high school?
Just through high school, or do you mean like college as well?
Yes, 0 to 11, high school, 12 plus business school or some college
graduate. Graduate school.
Okay. How long have you lived in Hayes County, 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years? 21 to 30 years or more than 30 years?
Zero to 10.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well, ma'am. And thank you again for your help. Your opinion is very important.
All right. But have a good night. Bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.